This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Gertrude Boyd. Episode number 1114 is here. Our topic today is Spreadsheet for API. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. The Google Sheets API allows developers to read and write data to and from Google Sheets. Developers can receive a request to receive a JSON response in return, which they can make after authentication with API key. The Cloud QLate REST API provides a way to communicate with spreadsheets in real time and consume spreadsheet data. The Keyword API integrates keyword features with web services, spreadsheets, and mobile applications. This allows developers to integrate Microsoft Excel into their own application systems. The Octopus Advanced API allows developers to manage web scraping tasks as a group, receive task parameters, and start the task. The Octopus Data Export API enables spreadsheets to be created and allows developers to retrieve extracted data and task information to coordinate with existing applications. The Google Sheets API is an online spreadsheet platform that allows users to create and edit tables simultaneously with other users. This blog gives you an overview of how it works, how PHP is integrated, and how you can reduce manual effort. First, you will forget that the Google Sheets API only works in PHP and not in other languages such as Java, Python, or Ruby. Fortunately, there is an increasingly well-documented V4.0 of the Google Sheets API available on the web. This article shows you how to get data from a Google spreadsheet using the version 4.0 API and how to consume it with a simple React app. JSON, SQL database, almost anyone with a web browser can edit, comment, calculate, share, consume and edit a Google Sheet. This is not your first attempt to use a spreadsheet as a backend, of course, but with this package it will be even easier to write there. You may want to add your progress to the table daily or even just for a few hours a day. From here you can use the features in the documents of the Google Spreadsheet package, as well as some other useful features of Google Spreadsheet for API. Hopefully, the last few sections will be enough to identify the various approaches you can take to authenticate and retrieve data from the Google API. I have tried a few libraries that simplify API responses and provide some useful methods, but all are outdated. They only support public datasheets and do not support writing or updating data from Google datasheets. A platform that greatly simplifies the Google Sheet API and helps you use it as a database. Sheetsu is by far one of the best platforms I've seen for it, and it's also the one that helps the most when you use Google Sheet as your database because it supports multiple databases. If you occasionally use Google Sheets to perform Go calculations based on Looker data, problems may occur. When your data is available, you need to save a look to bring it into Looker's Google Sheets, but you can also export data directly from the Google Sheet API to Google Sheets using a Google Sheets action in the Lookinger Action Hub. There are still some great ways to get Google Sheets data into the iCatchers and have it built in. I've been using it in Looker for a while now, starting with Looker 7.4, and I'm happy with it. This article describes how to load data from Google Tables into the Good Data project using the Google Drive API. If you have a Google account that has access to your Google Sheets and want to load it, you need to authorize it and sign in to share the spreadsheets. Get spreadsheet value expects an additional parameter, namely the data that is fetched from the sheet name. The first one returns the metadata of the spreadsheet, while the second returns the data from it. This link will allow you to see all supported Google Drive API endpoints for spreadsheets in the Good Data project. Google Sheets provides a convenient way to save and manipulate spreadsheets and collaborate with others on documents. By default, the sheet is called Sheet 1 and contains only one sheet, but it is available in a variety of formats including CSV, PDF, Excel and PowerPoint. Sometimes it can be useful to access a document from another application, for example to perform an automated operation, such as accessing a database or a file in another file system. To this end, Google provides Google Sheets API that developers can interact with, and we will look at how you can connect to this API and perform some operations in it. If you follow the steps listed here when you try to access the API, you will not gain permission to access it from Google Sheets. By default, you are the only one able to access Google Sheets due to security and privacy concerns. Copy the calculation account number you find on the Permissions tab and add it to your common table. You should have a working Express application and be able to retrieve push-ups from your spreadsheet and save them to Google Sheets. This is all for today, guys. My name is Gertrude and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.